Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Amapiano. What is it? Who owns it? What's real? What's fake? The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
I came across a hilarious tweet the other day, and it went like this. If the French own champagne, we own Amapiano, and I don't want to hear it. If it doesn't come from South Africa, it's not Amapiano. It's Beethoven's 100th symphony. Funny stuff, but if we're being honest, South Africans don't even need to claim the ownership of Amapiano. They are Amapiano. That's facts, and anyone that says otherwise is just looking for pointless online arguments. Let's establish that as a fact. To my South African friends, don't take the bait. These are online trolls looking to just rile you up. So this got me thinking, maybe it's time we actually discuss the elephant in the room about Amapiano. We're now finally at the juncture where Amapiano is so big across the continent and the world that a number of people are questioning, what's Amapiano and what's not Amapiano? Who owns Amapiano? I've already addressed that last bit. Now, I wish I didn't have to do this video, but somebody has to do it. Let me tell you how to differentiate between fake Amapiano and the real deal. So first of all, just because a song has a log drum does not mean it is Amapiano. And if you have any doubts, this is the log drum sound. Right. What's happening across Africa is a fusion of the log drum into various genres and being passed off as Amapiano. And mostly you hear it in Afrobeats. Afrobeats now just includes the log drum too. Now, it's not Amapiano. This is incorrect and a mere bastardization of the skillful requirements of actually making Amapiano. So, log drum is not equal to Amapiano. Second, the BPM. Now, BPM is short for beats per minute. Now, I'm not expecting anyone here to be technically versed on this, but for those that are, Amapiano's sweet spot is between 112, 113 BPM, and it can go up a little bit higher to the 116 range. So that's for Amapiano and its subgenres, but anything outside that is now questionable. I've seen absolutely deplorable videos of DJs playing Amapiano at 140 BPM, and to say I'm disappointed is an understatement, but I digress. Amapiano has to be mixed just right. It has ultra clean vocals without too many effects and layering. The log drum itself cannot be tempered with too much, and it always needs that sub bass in the background. This is where a lot of the pretenders get caught. If it sounds noisy and reverby, it probably isn't authentic Amapiano. The kick. The Amapiano kick is low as hell, and I mean very low. It's around the, minus 8, minus 9 dB mark, and is not as powerful as kicks from most other genres, even house itself, where Amapiano derives its origins. The intros in Amapiano are long, very long. In fact, they are usually way too long for non-Southern Africans because they want to get into the good part real quick. Amapiano can take even up to or more than 2 minutes for the good part to happen. Truth is, there was a period, especially around 2019, 2020, early 2021, where the Amapiano intros were so damn long, but they're a bit shorter now and still long. The further you go away from South Africa, the less Amapiano-y the Amapiano sound gets. there are some countries that do it well. Mozambique, DJ Tarico, for example, massive producer for amapiano, even does some work with some South Africans. I'd say Namibia is also a country that does amapiano pretty well. They had international hits such as Danko by Musketeers featuring Asmonawe, and the massive It Ain't Me remix that was literally all over the world. There are outliers when you go far, such as DJ Tunes, who is Nigerian-American, but is a hell of an amapiano producer and was one of the first non-South African producers to truly, genuinely understand the sound, and I give him respect for that. Now, as we dig deeper into what's authentic amapiano, the log drum patterns by non-South African producers are usually a dead giveaway on a true authentic amapiano sound or whatever is close. An example is Nigerian producers love to stack the log drum sound in consecutive sequence more than the ordinary way the SA producers would do, and they have this do-do-do-do-do sound just going on. This is because amapiano actually sounds different depending on where you're from. The same way language does. It's very hard to mimic the authentic log drum progressions because they're not intuitive sounding to most non-South Africans, simply due to how our ears are trained. And we had this very same experience with Om when it was the big deal. It just did not sound natural until, you know, we just got into it and made it very hard to replicate. And this is South Africa's USP, unique selling point. They've got a certain sound and it's theirs. Now, as a bonus point, and this is more about DJs than amapiano in itself, DJs do not scratch amapiano like, you know, hip-hop DJs and what. Nah, they transition smoothly from song to song. And that's how you know if a DJ is truly an amapiano DJ or it's a DJ from somewhere else just trying to do their thing. Now, I know some people want to argue, but I don't make the rules. What are your authentic amapiano telltale signs? Let me know in the comments below or get in touch via Twitter. My handle is MJOMOTO, which is MJWEMOTO.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.